6 days to go, San Diego Unified's tech restrictions, and the question the district hasn't answered. San Diego Unified's classroom technology policy takes effect August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year, 6 days away. Superintendent Dr. Fabi Bagula reported that the district has enrolled 1,085 new students through its enrollment hubs, representing 82% of a 1,309 student target. Meaningful progress against a backdrop of longer-term enrollment decline. The policy itself, approved unanimously by the board in late June, bans YouTube and non-educational gaming apps on student-issued devices, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, restricts AI-enabled software, and schedules Chromebook on and off hours. A monthly task force of students, parents, teachers, and administrators will convene through the year, with an early assessment in January 2027 and a full annual review by May 2027. The research foundation underlying the policy is more solid than critics sometimes allow. Studies on smartphones and social media in classrooms have grown substantially more robust over recent years. Work including Jonathan Haidt's research, the Surgeon General's advisory on youth social media, and multiple randomized controlled studies from Europe showing measurable test score gains following device restrictions. The evidence for limiting screens in K-12 settings is real. The harder question centers on AI-enabled software specifically. The students who will enter the workforce in 2030 and 2035 will operate in environments where AI fluency is a baseline professional competency. By restricting those tools during formative years, the district may be trading one set of demonstrated harms for a less visible but potentially substantial opportunity cost, particularly for students from lower-income households who lack access to those tools at home. The policy treats all digital tools as roughly equivalent risks, but YouTube and an AI writing assistant represent meaningfully different categories of classroom technology. A second assumption embedded in the policy is that teachers are prepared to fill the space that screens vacate. In well-resourced classrooms with experienced instructors, focused device-free learning time can genuinely improve engagement. In understaffed schools relying on long-term substitutes, the same restriction may produce less of everything rather than better outcomes. The January 2027 assessment will be the first real signal, and disaggregated data by school resource level will be the most revealing metric to watch. Waiver requests for AI software restrictions, if they arrive from teachers or parents of high school students preparing for college, will surface quickly through the task force and indicate whether the policy's core assumptions are holding under real-world conditions. For families planning around the academic calendar, San Diego Unified opens August 10th. Catholic diocesan schools follow a staggered schedule, with Mater Dei Catholic opening August 11th, Cathedral Catholic August 13th, and the remaining 44 schools spread through August 26th. Community events this week include free Twilight in the Park concerts at Spreckles Organ Pavilion in Balboa Park through Thursday at 6:30 p.m., the Taste of Imperial Avenue in Logan Heights on Friday from 4 to 9 p.m., and an author event with Annie Jacobson at the Coronado Public Library Thursday at 7 p.m., where she will discuss her latest work on biological warfare.